December was not a lot of fun for TV viewers, unless you really like reruns. Well, now it's January and time for something new. Whether it's dashing detectives, upper crust manners, or enchanting accents, American television has an undying fascination with the other side of the pond. This year, we'll be hearing a new pseudo-British accent on TV. A warning to listeners now, there may be some spoilers in this segment. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, what British-themed shows are we going to be seeing in this new year?
Well, Sunday, we get a double dose. ABC has a new show called Gallivant that I think some people have sort of called a combination of The Princess Bride and Spamalot. But for fans of British set television, PBS is bringing the fifth season of Downton Abbey, and that's a big thing for people who care about the Brits and care about television.
All right. And just for those who don't know what Downton Abbey sounds like, listen up.
What?
Some man has opened a nudist colony at Wickford in Essex. It's called the Manella Group.
What do you mean a man's opened a colony in Essex?
Not that sort of colony, Mama. It's for people who want to take all their clothes off.
In Essex? Well, I think it's a mad idea.
That's Maggie Smith, of course, from Downton Abbey. Although, you know, I got to say the subject matter is not what we're used to hearing in the first four seasons of Downton Abbey. What's going on there?
Well, Downton Abbey has several storylines that deal with sex this season, and maybe this is their way of sort of drawing people into the story. We have this impending sense that a revolution is on the way and modernism is on the way. So we have one character, Lady Mary, who's thinking about marrying again, but she wants to figure out if she's sexually compatible with a man before she commits to him, which is a very new thing. And in another storyline, we have another one of the sisters in Downton Abbey who has had a child and can't acknowledge that the child is hers. It's being raised by another couple, and she's visiting the child secretly and not even letting the mother who's taking care of the child know that she's the actual biological mother of the child. So sex plays a big part in some of these storylines in Downton Abbey.
All right, so now let's go to something completely different. This also has a British accent and a British tinge. It's an American show called Gallivant. This is the title character now singing about how he's lost his love and become fat and lazy.
The man you're searching for lost all he loved and more, his hope, his pride, all sense of gallivant. Add to that losing streak a couple kegs a week plus 20 pounds. Ta-da.
No.
Yep.
Sounds a lot like Spamalot without the coconuts and the religious jokes, though. How is this different from Monty Python or The Princess Bride and other British comedies?
Well, you sort of hit the nail on the head in a way. This is a show. There's lots of singing. It's a musical comedy. It's set in that time of fairy tales and Middle Ages and magic. But it doesn't push boundaries as much as the Monty Python comedies did, both the films and also Spamalot, the stage show. And it's also not as cheeky even as The Princess Bride was in a way. When you think about these shows, you think that, Frozen and those kinds of shows appeal to kids, and then you have shows like Spamalot that appeal to adults. Gallivant, I think, unfortunately, charts a middle ground, and it doesn't really appeal to either one of those audiences. I think it's going to have a hard time because it's not quite cheeky enough for adults, and it's not quite sentimental enough or simple enough for children. You're sort of left in the lurch watching this thing, wishing it was a little naughtier or wishing it was a little more heartfelt.
So maybe a missed opportunity in some ways, but I wonder why the network is premiering the show now instead of in the fall when we usually see the things being unveiled.
In years past, you saw networks present shows in the winter as a way of taking something that's more ambitious that might take a little more attention from the audience and getting it out of that logjam of the fall when you see two dozen or three dozen shows debut at once. But I think in recent years, what we've seen is that shows that are weaker have a harder time surviving in that fall rush. And so they may take a show that's a bit of a gamble and isn't quite as sound artistically. And they'll debut it in the winter when it may stick out a little more and have a little more chance of surviving. I think that's what we've seen with Gallivant. It's not quite as good as you might hope it would be. So ABC is putting it on in early winter, hoping that maybe it'll develop an audience before the competition gets really solid towards the end of January and the beginning of February.
Okay, Eric Deggans, TV critic for NPR. Happy viewing.
Thanks for having me.